We're doing Or HaShanim, Tayag Mitzvot. We had been in the introduction to the evening prayer, and we had said that prior to beginning prayer, one should really know the verses that he's going to quote, what they mean. And one, in preparation for the prayer, should accept upon himself that he's going to answer Kaddish, and the Or HaShanim have taught us that Kaddish corresponds to the verses in Ezekiel that discuss that God will be exalted and honored, and His holiness will be elevated in the time after the war of Gog and Magog. And as part of our preparation for that, we remember what Amalek did to us, and we discussed the verse of Vehu Rachum that corresponds to we have the morning sacrifice, the afternoon sacrifice, for which we got atonement for our sins, and evening we don't have it, so our sages instituted that we say Vehu Rachum, that God is merciful and He forgives our sins. And we discussed the custom that people use to get lashes every evening, and we got an email from Shai Diamond. He pointed out that when he was in Chabad, they did that to him. They gave him lashes. I don't know if he said the Vehu Rachum, but he said that there, I guess the custom must still exist. So in the evening, we said some used to have the custom that they'd give mock lashes.
Standard lashes?
Every evening, like as atonement, that when a person used to get lashes, so there were 39 lashes, and the Vehu Rachum has 13 words in it, so you'd say three times. We said that in preparation for the evening prayer, we're preparing to say Amen, and Amen is really a rabbinic institution. Our sages correlated it with the verse of "Open the gates," God says, and a righteous nation that maintained its faith will enter. And our sages said, Shomer Emunim can also be understood as Shomer Amenim, the nation who is careful to say Amen. Not Emunim, the word Amen comes from faith. It also comes from saying Amen. And this is where we're holding. Uvirkat Kriyashma Nifanev Lachra, and we're preparing to say the blessings of Kriyashma prior to the Shema. And after the Shema, our sages instituted to say the blessings, right? We have two before Shema, and another two after Shema, and then we have in the morning three plus four, total seven, right? In the morning we have two blessings before Shema and one after Shema, so that's corresponding to the verse that says, Sheva b'yomi l'alticha, I praise you seven times a day. So that's why sages instituted these seven blessings surrounding the Shema. And these seven blessings are part of the 100 blessings that King David instituted, that every Jew should say 100 blessings a day, right? In King David's time, 100 people would die a day, and they tried to figure out why they were dying. And then King David instituted that every Jew has to make 100 blessings a day, and the plague stopped. And he supported it with the verse of, Ma Hashem Nokecha Shoel Mimach. Moshe tells the Jewish people, what does God want from you just to keep the Torah? So our sages said, read it not as Ma, but Me'ah. Not what does God want from you, but God wants from you 100 blessings a day. Hakol k'moshe tiknu chazal, all of this is as our sages instituted, lekeh mitzvat seh, mitzvat lo taseh, and in doing this, and fulfilling this rabbinic institution of making 100 blessings a day, we are fulfilling a positive commandment and a prohibition that God tells us we are commanded to listen to the sages, and we're prohibited from transgressing what they say. So this rabbinic commandment is in fulfillment of those two biblical commandments. Birkot Kriyat Shema, and I'm preparing myself for the evening prayer where I will read the Shema lekeh mitzvat taseh, Birkot Kriyat Shema pamayim biyom. That's a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to read Shema twice a day. Shneimar, the verse states, "Shochav kumecha." We should read Shema at the times that we go to sleep, meaning in the evening, and kumecha when we arise. That's the morning. Upasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Kenu. And when I state the verse, "Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one," Harein mechaven lekeh mitzvat taseh, mitzvat lo taseh. I am going to fulfill the biblical commandment and prohibition to recognize that Hashem is running the world, and to I'm prohibited from believing that there's any other force in the world. And when I say that Hashem is singular, Hashem is one, I have in mind to fulfill the biblical commandment that we should recognize that God is one. When the Torah says, "Hear, O Israel, God is one," so that he is learning is a biblical commandment to recognize that God is one. So when we say this verse, when we recount this verse, we are fulfilling the commandment that this verse states. The verse states, recognize that God is one. So when I repeat this verse, I'm in effect recognizing that God is one. And one should think, as one says that, that he is willing to give up his life, his soul, for the holiness of God, as we have a biblical commandment that we should be willing to give up our lives for the sanctity of God's name. As the verse states, I will be sanctified within the Jewish people. And when one is thinking, Hashem is one and I would be willing to give up my life for that one, should also be thinking, I'm preparing for the lota, say the prohibition, shlol chalel Hashem. The Torah tells us, be careful not to desecrate God's name, right? If I'm walking around with a kippah and I cut a line, so people say, oh, he's supposed to be a representative of God, right? He's a Jew. Now look at him, look at how Jews behave. So that's a chilul Hashem, and that's a biblical prohibition. The Torah says, v'lot chalul shem kodshi, don't desecrate my holy name. Yeah.
I saw that in the
So we said, in preparation for the evening prayer, we're preparing to read Kriyat Shema, which is a fulfillment of a biblical commandment to read Kriyat Shema. We're preparing to say the blessings of Kriyat Shema, which is a rabbinic institution, which is also a fulfillment of biblical commandments to listen to the rabbinic institutions. When we say Hashem Echad, we are recognizing that God is singular, which is a fulfillment of two biblical commandments, recognizing that God runs the world, He is singular, and the biblical prohibition to think that there's more than one being running the world. And as part of it, we are to think that we are supposed to be willing to give up our lives for sanctifying God's name, and that's the biblical commandment, V'nikdashti b'tochen Israel, I'll be sanctified among the Jewish people, and the biblical prohibition not to desecrate God's name, lo tchalu shem kodshi, and to love Hashem, as the first verse in Shema says, right after we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Kein Hashem Echad, V'avta Hashem Elokecha, we have a commandment to love Hashem our God, and the biblical prohibition not to test God, meaning when I think I love Him, so I could think to myself, okay, I will also fulfill now the biblical prohibition, I'll think to fulfill, not to test Hashem, as the Torah says, Lot Nasu Hashem Elokechem, do not test God. And we are prohibited from cursing God, as the verse states, Elokim Lot Kalel, do not curse God or a judge. The basic commandment is not to curse a judge, but we see when it discusses the punishment, anyone that curses God's name is put, it gets the death penalty. In Hebrew we call that megadef, one who curses. And I'm preparing to fulfill the rabbinic institution to pray, as our sages instituted, and our sages supported that with the verse that says to serve God with all of our hearts. How do you serve God with your heart? That's talking about prayer. Yeah.
I didn't understand the literary part. The thing was that you don't curse a judge. Yes?
The verse states Elokim lot kaled. The word Elokim can refer to a judge, it can refer to God. So our sages understood that the verse refers to judges. But the simple understanding is that it refers to God.
Okay, so that actually that is it, maybe you shouldn't curse anyone who is able, who has the power and the authority to judge, like Hashem, he is the biggest judge of all. Then a king and the shofet and the judge.
No, it's either or. Elohim could be either a judge or a God. It doesn't refer to a king.
Because if one name describes both are imposed. It normally means that he has that there's a certain.
We have to discuss that a different time. How the word Elohim comes to mean this or that. You're right, it stems from the word El, but it's not just a question of omnipotent or potency. It has specific reference.
Maybe yeah. The prohibition of desecration of God's name in the Sotah waters.
The what?
So that's not a desecration of God's name, that's an erasure of God's name, which is a different prohibition which we will discuss. It's not a chilul Hashem. A chilul Hashem is a desecration of God's name. If one would write God's name and erase it, that's not desecrating His name. That's erasing it. And the Torah says we have to erase all remembrances of idols from the land, and we are prohibited from doing that with God's name. That's that prohibition. That's not chilul Hashem. It's an erasure of God's name.
So it's not a form of chilul Hashem, but it is erasing.
Not that I know of.
It's not so nice.
It's not so nice, but I don't think it falls under the category of chilul Hashem. I don't know if it's falling under that category.
It's a command. It's not.
It's a command, but it's a different command.
Isn't that why we have to be so careful with learning God's different names?
And that's something else. That's a totally different concept.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought fooling with
It's fooling around with forces. Yeah. It's not. But that's not a question of. That's a different thing.
So I still should stop cursing police officers because they are judged.
Well, no. In general, we have in our parsha, Orecha Arum v'Achecha Baruch. Anyone who curses Jews is cursed. Anyone who blesses Jews is blessed. That's why Rav Avigdor Miller sets out when he'd walk by Mir, he'd always bless them. Why? The Torah says, whoever blesses you is blessed. What? That also, yeah. Okay, are we pausing here or are we going to try to cover another page? We have koach? Yeah, no, maybe so? No. Okay.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah? Okay, one more page. On Motzei Shabbat. On Motzei Shabbat Yomar, when a person prepares for the evening prayer, he should say, I'm preparing to discern between the holiness of Shabbos to weekdays with my speech. And I'm going to do like our sages instituted, and they supported it with the verse, that the verse states, Zachot Yom Shabbat L'Kadshu. Remember the day of Sabbath to give it holiness. How do we commemorate the day of Sabbath? With our speech when it enters and when it exits. At the entrance of Shabbos, we make Kiddush to recognize that Shabbos enters. When Shabbos leaves, we recognize Shabbos has left by making Avdallah. And being that Avdallah is wisdom, our sages instituted it in the blessing of wisdom in Shmoneh Esrei, right? In order to discern between two things, you need an element of wisdom. So that's why Chazal instituted it in the blessing of Atachonin L'Adam Das, where God grants us wisdom. And I'm also preparing myself to say Aleinu L'Shabeach, the blessing of that we say after Shmoneh Esrei, Aleinu, that Yeshua instituted. So it's a rabbinic institution. Again, if I say Aleinu, I'm fulfilling a rabbinic institution, and in doing that, I'm in fulfillment of two biblical commandments, to listen to the rabbi's institution and not to desecrate it. L'achar Shmoneh Esrei Yomar, once one finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he should say, I'm preparing myself to say the verse, again on Shmoneh Esrei, on Motzei Shabbos, V'hi Noam, right? We begin the week with V'hi Noam, we say Arvit Motzei Shabbat, and we say, V'hi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, may the pleasantness of God be upon us, and the actions of our hands. That's why we don't say V'hi Noam on a week where a holiday falls out and we won't be active all week, where we're going to be resting part of the week. Because V'hi Noam corresponds to the actions of our hands. U'mizmoshet Pigaim, and our sages said there's one verse in Tehillim that protects us from the harmful spirits, and that's the verse that we say Yoshev V'sitra Leon. That's what we're supposed to say it on every night before we go to sleep, and we say it Motzei Shabbat, as our sages instituted that we should say Motzei Shabbat. And I'm praying that God should bless the actions of our hands as Moshe Rabbeinu blessed the Jewish people, that they, when they built the Mishkan, he said, may God rest in the actions of your hands. So we always are hopeful that our actions are holy and God rests in our physical creations. When I say this mizmor, this psalm should protect me from all bad spirits, the Seder HaKudusha, and then we say Kedusha after Shmoneh Esrei and Motzei Shabbos, HaKol Kmo SheTiknu Chazal. All of this is as our sages instituted, and when I'm fulfilling what our sages instituted, I'm fulfilling two biblical commandments. V'chakach Yevdila L'Kos Yain, and afterwards, okay, so I think we're going to pause here, and we'll begin with Havdalah next week. Next week we'll do the mitzvah of Havdalah.